We said that the person has to know what he's making a bracha on, and part of the, when he gets an aliyah, so the Balkare points out to the Orla where they're reading, and then the person makes a bracha, he makes a bracha on that. We discussed how to keep the Sefer Torah open for that purpose. What about a situation where the Balkare indicated to the Orla the wrong spot? So this happens sometimes, and then they start reading, and they realize that it's the wrong spot, so what do we do? So if the place that the person is supposed to read is in the same column, that's not a problem at all. The Sefer Torah was open, the whole column. He really has das, that whole column. If what the person was supposed to read was open, then when they opened up the Sefer Torah, they opened up more than one column, and even though the place that he was shown and the place he's supposed to read are different columns, since both were open, the bracha is on everything which is open in front of him, so that would include it as well. And the question comes up in a situation where the place that he was actually supposed to read was closed. It wasn't open. So he's making a bracha on what's open in the Sefer Torah, that column or two columns which are open. And really the kriya was supposed to be somewhere else totally. So what do you do in that situation? So the Prima Gaddim says in that situation, if the person knew what he was supposed to read, he was aware he was supposed to read Parsha Zachri Mois, and they showed him a different Parsha, but he knew what he was supposed to read, so his bracha in his mind is on the correct parsha. So in that situation, even though it was not open in front of him, he does not need to go back and make a new bracha. If he mistakenly thought that what they're showing him was what he's supposed to read, and what he was supposed to read was not open, so he made a bracha on the wrong thing, then he would have to make a new bracha. So Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva that usually that's the situation. The Bir Halacha brings his Prima Gaddim and he's a Masupik, whether you can rely on it or not. He does not seem comfortable to relying on it. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva says you can rely on that the person knew what we were supposed to read. He knew what we were supposed to read, and therefore he probably had to mind the right thing. Sometimes, for example, you have the different kriyas on Pesach. The person has no idea whether they're learning from Parshas Mishpatim, they're learning from Parshas Kisisa. He doesn't know. He knows they're learning something. Gets up there and they show him the wrong spot. So in that situation, he needs to make a new bracha. He had no idea what he's supposed to learn. The average situation, a person gets an aliyah, he knows they're supposed to be reading this, which parsha they're supposed to be reading. Person's confused sometimes, they're learning one thing in Eretz Yisrael, one thing in America. Maybe that situation the person is not aware. So he says it's a situation, he feels that that's correct. So it'll be a situation of Sabbath Brachos Lahakel, and he does not have to go back. Now, when the person has to go back, in the situation where they would have to go back, they actually thought incorrectly, they do not repeat the Baruch Hu. They do not repeat the Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Lamboed. He just starts over again from the Bracha of Asher Baruch Abba, Baruch Ata Hashem Lekin Mechalam, Asher Baruch Abba, Mikol Amim, Menasal Nasar Asar, Baruch Ata Hashem, Nesen Ata Ra, and then they would lay. That's only, you do not go back to the Baruch Hu again. But the Bracha itself would have to be repeated because the person made the Bracha on the wrong spot. So again, it's not a common issue where Moshe understands the relying on the Prima Gaddim. The person is aware of what he's supposed to read, that's sufficient. If what you're supposed to read was open, and that is sufficient. That would cover the vast majority of the scenarios, so a person would not need to make a new bracha. Have a good morning.